the hotline, and we welcome in Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle Telegram. Tim, always a pleasure to have you on, my man. How are you?
Always good to talk to you, Bull.
Quick update, 5-0, Indians leading the Arizona Diamondbacks. That game is in the bottom of the third, although the bases are loaded for the Diamondbacks in the home half of the third inning with one down. But we're here to talk about some high school hoops, Tim. And wait, let's start with the EC boys in this incredible run that they are on, 7 consecutive wins. And that huge victory last night, I had a lot of fun listening to that last night in the district semi. On Friday night, they're taking on Warrensville Heights. How do you like their chances on Friday?
You know, I really do. I like how they're playing right now. It seems like they've, meshed together that pretty good depth that they have. We've talked about that before, and they've been playing very well. As you mentioned, seven wins in a row. I think they've got all the components. They've got some size. They've got the guards. They've got good defense, and I think they've got a very good chance. Now, Warrensville obviously has played a very tough schedule. They play, the likes of Lorain and Cleveland Heights and so forth. But I like Illyria Catholic's chances on Friday.
So many things stand out about the Panthers, and having watched them on Friday night take care of Oberlin, and Oberlin's a good team. We've talked about them many times before, and they routinely made appearances in your top five in the Chronicle Telegram, and that's certainly no gimme when you play a team like that in the tournament. But, while they had some issues early on in that game, they were able to recover, and they were able to win that one by over 20 points. Now, certainly against Crestwood, they were tested a bit more. They had a rally from another early deficit. I don't know, though, that they can fall behind early on Friday the way they did these last two games.
Well, they've been able to bail themselves out a couple of times, like you said. That game last night, they trailed, I think, by as much as 11 points at one time. And then they had like an 8 or 9 point lead late and almost gave it up. So, I mean, it's a, they've got to learn to, once they have the lead, to kind of grab hold and finish it off.
And I think one of the things they've also got going for them, A, their depth. I don't know that many teams in Division III are as deep as they are, but also the size of Branson Taylor. I mean, not only is he 6'7", 300 pounds, but he's awfully smooth as well. And he's the kind of guy, too, that if you put him at the charity stripe, chances are he's going to hurt you there as well.
He's the one kid I'd say from a year ago to this year has made a marked improvement in his overall game. Like you said, last year I think you put him on the free throw line, and he kind of, if you're a Illyria Catholic fan, he kind of took your chances, or maybe even held your breath. But now this year, he's been knocking them down, and I think we've said all year he's a nightmare as a matchup. I don't think anybody can match up with him, size wise or foot. His footwork is very good. He's a lot more agile maybe than people would look at him and consider. He's an offensive lineman. He's learned how to play that position very well. And, you can see it out on the court. He does a very, very good job with that.
And obviously on Friday night, you're talking about a bit of a different animal in Warrensville Heights. They did beat Lorain earlier this year, so that's a terrific team that they're facing. But then again, when you get to the district title game anywhere along the way, you're looking at a tough matchup because you can't just accidentally trip and fall and get into the district title game. So that matchup will be really intriguing because I think a lot of folks may look at that and think that maybe Warrensville Heights, despite the seeding, might be considered at least a small favorite in that game. And they just took down Fairview a couple of days ago in a game that really kind of seemed like it was a bit of a track meet. But Tim, those same lines though, EC can play several different styles. They can keep up with a lot of teams if it becomes a track meet.
Well, that's a good point because you're right. They've been involved in games where it's been a possession by possession. They've been in games where it kind of runs up and down, and they can probably, because of their depth, they can handle that style of play up and down. And they also, you've got some good defenders in the Griffin kid. Eddie Wright plays decent defense, and Palmer is a good defender. We mentioned Taylor, both Taylors for that matter, are good defenders. And, I think that's something that's overlooked with the Illyria Catholic. They can play several styles of basketball and win.
transitioning to the Division One bracket. Got a couple of fascinating matchups the next couple of nights, and we'll get into tonight's matchup here in just a few moments, but I want to take a look at tomorrow night. Elyria's really caught fire over the last couple of games with tournament victories over Westlake and Amherst. Now, granted, sure, it was against a couple of teams that were a little bit shorthanded, but, you know, yep. Tim, I know this is a team that you've been talking a lot about over the last couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, going back to the tournament draw, you mentioned to me that the Elyria Pioneers are a team that could certainly make a run in the tournament, and it seems like they're getting hot at the right time.
Well, you know, I've watched them all year, and they've managed at times to play with pretty good basketball teams. They played with Shaker Heights. Now, they didn't beat them, and they ended up losing by about 20 points, I believe it was. But they were right in the game going into the fourth quarter and even into the fourth quarter. They gave Solon fits. They had them, you know, they only lost by a point at Solon. They hung with Menor for a little while, and they've hung with, you know, they gave Medina a pretty good scare a week or so ago. It's a team that if they can somehow find a way to play four good quarters, they could probably give anybody a fit. Now, they're going to have their hands full with Lakewood. Lakewood's playing very, very good basketball right now. They beat Midview. They're coming off a big win there. Earlier this season, they beat them in Midview in overtime. So that's twice now. They've been able to knock off the Middies. They've got good length. They've got good shooters. And, you know, Lakewood's going to be a very difficult out for the Pioneers. I think both Avon Lake and Lakewood were close in that Southwestern Conference race. They finished up 16-8. Lorain is 15-8. Of course, Elyria is only 6-18, I believe it is. So record wise, it looks like Elyria is, you know, the big underdog. But as I said, they've got some people that they can score. Marson Robinson's had a couple of good games in a row in the tournament. And granted, Amherst was depleted with, you know, several players not being able to play, and of course they Westlake had Garcia out, their biggest scorer. So they got maybe a couple of breaks in the tournament game so far, but hey, you still have to win the game and you still have to put the ball in the basket, and they were able to do that.
You mentioned Marson Robinson tomorrow night as one of those guys that Elyria is really going to have to get a lot out of in order to defeat Lakewood. Who else, in your mind, Tim, is Elyria really going to have to rely heavily on tomorrow in order to take down Lakewood?
Well, you know, there are three guards, Carter, Robinson, Aiden Carter, Marson Robinson, and Des Sheldon. You know, they're kind of the key element for Brett Larrick and his Pioneers, because if those three are on, they probably can stay with anybody. Tyron Lee inside is a decent post player. He's 6'6". He's had some games where he's rebounded the ball well and played well inside. They're going to need that also. Maybe the factor that came out in that Amherst game that I don't think anybody expected was the shooting of Dalen Charlo. Dalen had 16 points. That was a career high for him. He was making those three-pointers from each of the baseline against Amherst. And when he's able to shoot the ball that well, that kind of opens up defenses and gives Elyria another weapon, another option there. And I think that'll be a big factor as well.
Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking some Lorain County High School hoops. We are deep into tournament season, a lot of interesting matchups to discuss, and we mentioned we'd come back around to tonight's Division I District Semifinal at the Elyria Catholic Coliseum. Again, we will have it for you pregame just after 6:30, tip time at 7 o'clock between Lorain and Avon Lake. And Tim, this should be a very, very good matchup. I mean, these two teams, of course, met earlier in the season, and Avon Lake narrowly missed out on pulling off what would have been a pretty big upset at the time, even though Lorain wasn't 100% at full strength. But Avon Lake led by as many as 9 in that game, but Lorain was able to close out with a 3-point victory. This rematch should be a ton of fun to follow.
Oh, I agree. You know, Avon Lake has that football-type mentality. They've got a lot of football players on that team. They've got good size, not only height-wise, but, you know, obviously bulk-wise because of their football skills. And, you know, Eric Smith is the kind of coach that he'll, you know, he can. You mentioned the Lurie Catholic playing a couple of different styles, and Eric Smith is able to play that way with Avon Lake. They're a very smart basketball team. They'll play a half-court set game if that's what's needed. And they can also get out and run a little bit. You know, they've got some decent shooters. I saw a game earlier this year where Nathan Sedlowski was on fire, and they've also got Ryan Shinko that can shoot the ball. They've got some weapons, too, that Lorraine's going to have to contend with. You know, the thing with the Titans that maybe is you know, John Rossitano may or may not agree with this, but they are just so inconsistent. When they are playing well, I don't think anybody in the area can touch them. But then they go through spells where they're not playing well, and then, you know, almost anybody can play with them. So it'll be interesting to see what shows up for Lorraine tonight.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. Because I think he would have a hard time disagreeing with that. I think the proof is in the pudding there, isn't it? I mean, you're right. When they're hitting on all cylinders, purely from a talent standpoint, Tim, I don't know that, as you said, I'm not quite sure that there's anybody else in the area that can run with Lorraine. I'm not quite sure that race is even close. But, you know, one of the problems this year, and maybe this speaks to the inconsistencies, is the fact that they've been dinged up, you know, until recently. A lot of the same guys haven't been playing together. So you wonder if maybe they're getting hot at the right time.
Well, that's certainly been a factor for them. Seth Wilson missed a lot of games early. Jordan Jackson missed a lot of games in the middle of the season. And now Aiden Brown, I don't know if he's coming back or not. They have him listed on their roster, so it'll be interesting to see if he's able to contribute at all for them also. You know, he gives them another big guy in presence inside, 6'5". So they might need that against Avon Lake. Like I said, Avon Lake's got some kids that are 6'6", 6'5", 6'4". Not only tall, but they're also bulky. And that, you know, that's going to present a little bit of a problem for Lorraine, I guess. But it should be a great – I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, that should be a terrific game tonight. And I think that entire Division I bracket has certainly offered its fair share of surprises, although – this matchup tonight, though, isn't really a surprise to me. This is one I kind of expected to see, didn't you?
Well, you know, I think maybe you and I had talked about this when the drawings first came out. Kind of surprised that Avon Lake was a 5 seed and not the 4 seed over Berea Mid Park. As it turned out, it didn't matter. They ended up playing Berea Mid Park and beating them for a third time. But I was surprised that they weren't the 4 seed, which, like you said, that would have been the matchup as the seeds unfolded. You know, the 1 versus 4. You know, the other bracket is the one that's surprising. You got Lakewood and Elyria, 7 and 11, I believe they are. And, you know, you didn't really expect that. Although Lakewood certainly, I don't think they are as big a surprise getting in that finals or district semifinal as Elyria, because Lakewood has played well at times all year. So, I mean, that's not really that big of a surprise. But it's going to come down to, you know, this game tonight, I think that, you know, this could be a premature on my part, but I think the winner of this game could very well be the district champion. I don't think that there's I think either one of them can beat either Lakewood or Elyria in the finals.
Time will certainly tell. That's the most exciting thing about this time of the year is the
Absolutely.
Unpredictability here at tournament time. Well, Tim, before we let you go, I know a lot of the time we spent with you throughout the course of the year we spent talking about boys' high school hoops, but how about those EC girls? I mean, they have played so well all season long. They're in the regionals for a third straight year. What an incredible group of 8 seniors that Coach Rothgary has. And tonight they'll be tested. They take on a Tuslaw team that will be a very, very tough matchup for them. But this is a team with just the 1 loss on the year. They have been a lot of fun to watch this season.
Well, I've gotten a chance to see them you know, maybe half a dozen times or whatever. But and just like the boys, they've got a you know, their bench has been very, very strong. They've got 8 or 9 kids that can contribute. Obviously, everything kind of revolves around the Winning Twins. Those two are like Branson Taylor on the boys' side. they become a kind of a nightmare for other teams. Can you imagine trying to guard two girls like that? I mean, and they're both pretty much the same player. Now, Allie might have better numbers than Abby, but they both have been able to contribute in a big way for them. And then Luria Catholic's got so many people off the bench and that they start that they can, you know, any one of them's capable of having a big game at any time. So that's a nice team that Eric Rothgary has going.
Yeah, and of course tonight they're trying to punch their ticket to the regional final, but they've got to get through Tuslaw in order to do it. Tim, a pleasure as always, my friend. You can't get rid of me because you get to see me at the EC Coliseum a little bit later on tonight. I'm looking forward to it, and as always, we appreciate the time.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bo. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Tim. Again, that's Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.